started out 4-0, and he cuts a video. Another one bites the dust. Right after that, they start losing, and they miss the playoffs. Dick Pertin cut a parody song. Another one beats our butts. Laugh like hell at the Lions. And, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes, because they open their mouths, they shoot their mouths off. We're going to go for the Super Bowl. Aha, right. Why don't you talk about maybe going for a division title, because you haven't won one for 25 years.
It's an amazing thing, isn't it? It really is. And then they go, well, we're fans. Well, you're fans of what? You're fans of a losing team for over a half a century. You know, yeah. You're closing in on your diamond jubilee.
I like the taste of shit.
You got to put a Clipper fan, a Lion fan, and then have the both of them try to say, here's the reason why we defend our team. Here's the reason why we buy season tickets. And the only buddy that buys season tickets are baby boomers.
Yeah.
No millennial has bought a season ticket for a team that underperforms. I mean, they get it. For much as I don't like, you know, sometimes the millennials get in my head, you know, hey, go kids. You know, I mean, what is a season ticket now for a Lions game? $2,000, $1,000 for the APAT, depending where you're at? You know, then everybody on Monday morning goes, you have that same refrain. Oh, we got to get rid of the Fords. Really? Are you going to do it?
No. How many Fords do you need to get rid of?
Like one. Here I am.
They're wearing the initials on their shoulders. Yes, that says WCF. Still. But I'm looking for the WTF, which should be on the other side. Because what the fr- are you guys doing?
You know, we have to take a look at we got to get the intern on this one. If there's never been a ticket sold for Ford Field, do they break even with just a TV contract?
We'll never have to worry about that.
No, but I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Because that'd be an interest, especially with that contract that they got. What is the incentive? There has never been a time where any Ford, whether it be Martha, let's blow everybody, or it's going to be the old man, that ever actually wanted a winner. Whoever said, I demand excellence. I demand you guys win. Even when they're 0-16, the old man went down to the locker room. Everybody thought they were going to get reamed. And the old man goes, well, just try better, guys. I know you're trying your hardest. And he leaves the room. You're the fucking owner, man. I mean, you don't care. You don't care. I mean, obviously, it's a cash toy. They have no idea. Tell me that a 91-year-old woman knows exactly how a football game is played, let alone. And all the crazy crap, all the propaganda that they put out in the Detroit media that, oh, she goes to the NFL meetings and, oh, she raised her hand, oh, she asks questions. Hey, who can I blow? There you are. Thanks, Martha.
I'll never forget this story back in the 80s. Andre Ware was on the team, okay? So Fonz announces Andre Ware is going to start the next game. So Woo! Ford calls up Andre Ware to congratulate him, but he called the wrong guy. I think it was Eric Kramer he actually called.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it's just this kind of shit over and over again. So in terms of holding anybody accountable, the old man himself was an idiot.
Yeah, true, big time.
Martha is unplugged. I mean, who's going to hold anybody accountable? All they want, they don't care about winning the...
Bottom line, they care
about getting their asses kissed.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. You talk nice to me, and we're going to hang on to you. We don't care if you win or lose.
True that. Because they don't understand. Well, they want to win, they just don't know how. Get the hell out of here.
I agree with that. I agree they don't know how.
There's my shooting at you.
I agree they don't know how.
It's my 357.
I also agree that they want to win. You know, it's on the list of things to do. You know,
it might be way down on the list.
Of the top eight priorities, it's one of them.
Yeah, the other one is the offensive line. Hey, come on, boys, line up. By the way, all of our opinions are our own. Don't try to sue us, so there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, hell.
I don't have any money.
If they really wanted to win, don't you think they'd do things a little bit differently than what they do?
True that.
You know, you get a new coach in here. He's handpicked by your general manager. This is the plan, the master plan. The guy comes in here. Right now you're 4-8, and like I've said before, two of the games were gifts by opposing kickers. You should be 2-10.
True that. 2-10.
How many times can I say 2-10? That sucks. That's horrible. This is your new coach. This is your handpicked guy. Okay, what's plan B? Where do we go from here?
Hugh, what's his name from Cleveland?
Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. He doesn't have a job.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Do I give him a headache? There it is. If that don't cure you, man. But then you got Khaki Pants, which is a wonderful kid.
Yeah, get Harbaugh.
He's going to be needing a job soon.
He's got NFL experience. Yeah. He went to the big game. He knows how to win. Wait a minute. Let me get my ha-ha here. Yeah. Wait. What? Oh. There you go.
Need a cat, too.
Weak as ha-ha. Yep. So we say it's Harbaugh and it's... That cack moment brought to you by cack condoms. You think you're a big dick now? Wait till you put on cack condoms. It's small, medium, large, and ribs for the inside for your men's pleasure, not the chicks. You know? I mean, why do we put
on... You only come in one color.
Why do you... Yeah, khaki. Khaki and crinkly. With an M right at the end where your head is, you know. When you spooge, all it goes, you just, it wipes out the M, and it just comes out like a little MSU. There you go. Thank you, boys.
Plays the MSU fight song.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Because you couldn't wad out. Because he's going to be there for 10 years, stroking as hard as he can. He still can't wad. Way to go, Harbaugh. There you go. And why do they have... ribs on the outside of a condom? I mean, shouldn't it be our ribs? We paid for it, you know? I mean, if you put on a shoe, you can't feel the ground. So shouldn't we have the ribs for our fun, our happiness? Or can't they put ribs on both sides? I mean, modern technology, we can put a man on the moon. We can't put ribs on both sides of a condom. And not the pleasure dots, because I don't get that shit either. What the hell is that? It looks like drippings that, like, froze. Here you go, honey. I don't know what kind of check would go. You got like a big pimply crinkly. You know, thank you. No, get that thing out of my cave.
Oh, boy.
Talking about boys. Yes, the Red Wings are 11-2 in their last 13. Go, kids, go.
No, they're 11-3-1.
Oh, listen to this.
No. They're 11-4-1 now because they lost to Colorado.
But
That's in dispute.
They're still playing terrific.
And they're both beating ass. For a team that was going to be last place in death, you know, on ice.
And their top draft pick isn't with them.
And all this time,
before
all the season started, we're sitting there going, gee, we have the only thing that we have to look forward to is probably the Lions.
Yeah.
And now look, the Lions are shit.
And everybody else is doing okay.
The Red Wings and the Pistons are the ones playing better.
It is amazing about the Pistons.
Except for last night. They mailed that one in. That
okay, wrong. Well, you get one. But, I mean, my God. I mean, for these people that we thought were going to be 0-in season.
Yeah.
Now, here's a ticking time bomb. Tick, 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 tick. How fast until a China Dow goes out? I say January 8th. And then he cruises the rest of the season. You know, then Jackson has to take over. But I'm impressed with the new coach.
Yeah,
he's everything much. That he was built up to be.
Absolutely.
I cannot believe... that the jackass, where, oh, I don't even have jackass here, do I? Oh, I'll give you a scream. Of an owner that the Pistons have, you know, and how's that sale going about the palace there?
Well, I'll tell you, they are playing for Casey. They absolutely. Yep. And Drummond looks like he finally woke up. I think he likes playing with Griffin.
In the locker room.
Yeah, you should have seen that three-pointer he shot last night.
Yeah, really. Oh, my God. Air ball.
I think he better...
Stop.
Yeah. That practice he's been...
Yeah.
All those...
Yeah, don't... You're not a three-point threat.
No. I mean, he's sitting there lining it up. Everybody backed off. It's like...
Yeah, go try. There he walked out to the other basket, you know, and it's like, oh, boy, here's my chance. I cleared out everybody.
Westbrook went to go run out there, and he just stopped. It's like, okay.
Drummond's like, wow, look at this move I just made. Everybody faked everybody out.
I mean, let's be going so fast, everybody is still, you know. It's kind of like Back to the Future or something. It's like, no, dude, everybody parted the waves, so they went, go, get a load of this, or I'll elbow each other. Watch this one.
Let me get my camera out.
Yeah, selfie. Yeah, they all ran to the bench to get their phones.
It's almost like, okay, guys, get the pictures.
Yeah, really.
Circle around. You want to shoot it now.
You can see this very often. Make sure you get this one.
I mean, you could already tell that the refs are ready to tee him up for a technical for laughing at the guy. Don't laugh at it. That's a bad sport. I mean, I thought that was a gem. But, you know, really, way to go, Pistons. I mean, they actually packed the place, but they packed it because L.A. was in, you know, L.A. because they really wanted to see a decent team. And then they actually beat them. What the hell?
Yeah, go Warriors. Yeah, they beat Golden State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It truly was, you know, but you couldn't be OKC. But OKC is always sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, they're always in there, as opposed to Green Bay. Who's not in there at all anymore?
No.
Wah, wah. Sorry about your coach.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, gone.
Yeah, but you know what? Gone to? Gone to Cleveland. I mean, he's like the shoo-in to go into Cleveland. It's like, hey, look, folks who own Cleveland, 2 points for firing Hugh halfway through the season and taking that crybaby of a offensive coach coordinator, too. However, you know, the guys are playing under Williams' name. I'm trying to think of the guy that's in there right now.
For who?
For Cleveland.
Browns?
Yeah, Browns. Yeah, it was that understudy. I mean, didn't he have a gig before? But they're playing for the guy. I wouldn't bring in. I think McCarthy right now is damaged goods.
Yeah.
You know, big time. I mean, the NFL has passed him by and passed him by quickly.
Yes.
You know, I mean, in the last 3 years, have you been afraid of Green Bay?
No.
Not even close. There's, I mean, Green Bay is almost like fighting for the bottom fodder when it was automatic that they were going to tie.
Green Bay's only a half a game ahead of the Lions.
Thanks to that tie.
Yeah.
You know.
Greg Williams.
There you go. Yeah. You know, he's doing fine. I mean, the team's responding to him. You know, your quarterback over there is doing a dandy job rallying the people. I mean, you got a crap team, and this guy is, like, going to the barricades. Okay. Go, man. I think they're going to be a very fun, interesting team to watch in the NFL, as opposed to San Diego, who is not.
San Diego was doing really well.
Yeah, but bring back Air Coryell. I mean, that was the finest in San Diego Charger. Well, not even San Diego Charger anymore, you know.
Bring back Dan Fouts.
There you go.
That's right.
But don't bring him into the broadcast room.
No.
Huh. No, wasn't all that great. You know, the funny thing is, you know what we should do is we should see when NFL football went off ABC and went to ESPN. What is that, in the 90s? 2000s?
No, it has to be probably the 90s, I think.
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at one time, that was the pinnacle of broadcasting. You know, if you made it to be in the broadcast booth of Monday Night Football, you got something. But as soon as they put Miller in there, it was like... Oh, I got one. Wait a minute. No, not you.
No, he got gonged.
Yeah. It was, why are you putting a comedian, and a comedian that, you know, it takes an hour to set up a joke, you know, in a broadcast booth?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, come on, honey, let's watch football and have some chuckles. You know, no thanks. You get the Dandy Dons in there, who was, I think, it actually... For a color guy, it was great. That first lineup was classic. Classic, because they could never match that again.
Yep.
And now who is in the booth? Now Monday Night Football is extremely irrelevant with Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Friday Night Football. Sunday Night Football. You know, what do you
pay more attention to Sunday night than they do Monday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Monday is like the Rose Bowl. It's kind of like, well, here's a leftover.
We got Al Michaels Sunday night. I mean, who do you get Monday night?
Yeah, right.
Yes, Monday.
And the matchups are better on Sunday, too.
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's better, too, because they start slightly earlier than 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? Here's the story, guys. America is getting slightly older, and those who watch football and stuff like that are getting slightly older. And folks now go to bed at 10 o'clock, from my understand. You know? They're not going to stay up to 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
To see a game. I don't know what you're doing for ratings and stuff, but if you're going to do it on you know, Monday night, start it at 8.
Yep.
Quickly, you know, because then you get a solid first hour, you know, and then whatever else you're going to get. It was too bad because Monday Night Football was actually something to be.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you'd actually go to bars, you'd go with other people, you know, to actually watch the game. It was something that you stopped.
Yeah.
You know,
it was an event.
It was. It was an absolute event, and you talked about it on Tuesday at school.
And when your team got to play on Monday night?
If.
Well, we don't really know about that year.
Lions never played on Monday night.
Rarely.
Rarely. I mean, that's truth. I mean, they really, in the heyday of Monday Night Football, Lions rarely played.
But if you remember, that was the Eric Hippel breakout game, was a Monday night game.
It broke out to where?
I mean, he had a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of all these, you know, like Mitchell, all these quarterbacks in Detroit that was going to, oh, look at a great game. We're on our way now. I'm telling you, the quarterback that leads Detroit to a Super Bowl, not even a win, but to a Super Bowl, is going to be a god in Detroit until he dies.
Yeah.
They'll put a statue up downtown.
But that's all theory.
Yeah, big time theory.
It's all theory.
Yeah.
Win a division title.
I mean, you said...
Win a damn division title.
Can you believe that's what we're looking forward to?
Win 10 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Win your damn division.
How low is your bar that you just want to win your division? Here's the story, kiddies, about sports. Get closer to your speakers. Young John will tell you what it's all about. Professional sports is all about winning the champion in your season. In the championship in your season. Everything else doesn't matter. You know, not moral wins, not winning your division, not winning your playoff games, nothing. Nobody remembers who came in fourth or second or who had the most touchdown receptions that year. They remember who went to the Super Bowl. They remember who won. They remember who went to the World Series. They know who won. They knew who the winning pitcher was. That's it. That's all there's to it. Everything else is, it's not, we're trending, like you were saying before, Ken, you know, all that stuff about now we're productive, now we're competitive, means nothing.
There's another name for a moral victory.
A loss.
Loser.
A loss.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny, is there momentum going into next season?
Put that gun down.
Momentum.
Is that a 357?
You know what momentum is? Momentum is, whose asses are you putting out on the field? That's what momentum is. And frankly, what we put on the field this year is a bunch of crap.
Oh, crap.
You know, frankly, Kerryon Johnson turned out to be a real good draft pick. Ragnow's a beast. But where the hell's Wagner? You brought him in to solidify your offensive
line.
He gets pushed around. Donald was all over his ass on Sunday.
Then everyone's going to say, yes, but Donald is an exception.
But he's been pushed around for 2 years now. Wagner's favorite position is on his back.
You can join T.J. Lang with that.
Yeah, well, Mr. Brittle, he's done.
See ya.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be done.
He's done.
All right, so now we got a draft coming up in the NFL that isn't all that fabulous. Oh, you know the thing I was thinking about that money thing that we were talking about, if Lions don't even have to sell a ticket to go black? You know, the NFL has got to be the cheapest pro team to run. Has to be. Because really, you have how many guys on the squad?
50.
Okay. That's all you pay for. You don't pay
You got to pay for a practice squad, too.
Yeah.
I don't know
but that's...
How many is there? 10?
Six.
Or 6 or 7?
Yeah, okay.
There's not very many.
But you're not paying for how many more layers...
You're not paying for...
You're not paying for Adirondack.
Right. You're not paying for...
all your minor league teams.
Toledo, Mild Hens.
All 20 of them. I mean, even you think... How many you got from AA, single A, high A? I mean, there's four A's right there. A, you know?
Yeah, and basically, can you play? If you can play, we'll pay you. If you can't play, the Lions will pay you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be cheap to run an NFL team. Because really, who makes the big money? I mean, yeah, I know Statford makes some big money, but then take a look at the top three Tiger players. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And then how much money they... Then you flip them over, and then you say, yeah, but how many games do Tiger players play? 100 what?
Cabrera? About 40.
Yeah, maybe. For 3 years.
But see, you got to remember, Stafford's salary takes away so much of the salary cap that they can't fill in at any other position because he takes X amount of percentage from the salary cap. Well, which hurts the team.
You had a decade with them.
Yes and no. I mean, most other teams are paying pretty good money for their quarterbacks, too.
Not like this.
Well, I mean, there have been a number of signings lately that have been in that range.
Two.
But, you know, they're going to have a lot of money under the cap coming up. So
when?
This coming year. They had a lot of money under the cap this year and didn't spend it. We see the product.
But then you signed Anza for 20 or 18 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, another China doll.
Right. For your being your
franchise
guy.
Yeah.
But he was hurt for 2/3 of the season, though. I mean, all of a sudden now he's back and he's been playing.
Okay. He's still hurt.
He's still hurt, but he's playing.
Yeah, but you're playing. You're going to have Buffalo at Buffalo. That, to me, is a toss-up. That's not a slam dunk.
But see, now this is where the Lions are going to screw up now.
Well, first you got it at Arizona. And then
Arizona and Buffalo.
Yeah, but Arizona, if Kerryon isn't there, then it's a toss-up.
At best.
Yeah.
At best.
Because Arizona just beat...
Yeah, Green Bay by a field goal.
Green Bay.
But my God, if Green Bay doesn't get rid of your kicker, oh, jeez, hurry
again,
the hell up.
Again, you look at the Lions, they are by rights a 2-10 team. Don't tell me they're going to go on the road and win a game. I don't care who they're playing, okay? They might.
Arizona's here, isn't it?
No, they're both on the road.
They're both on the road.
So don't tell me.
And they're playing Green Bay? On the road?
Green Bay's in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So what do they got, 3 out of 4 on the road?
Yeah.
Wow. And 2 in cold weather?
And 1 in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Or no, Minnesota's here. Minnesota's here.
Right.
The
right.
last 3 out
and
of
Arizona,
4
Arizona, Buffalo on the road, then Minnesota here, and then at Green Bay.
Right.
And outdoor stadiums, 3 of them. But Arizona doesn't really matter. Yeah. But boy, Green Bay and Buffalo, hoo-hoo kitties. That's going to be nice and chilly. Are they going? They're going Buffalo this week. No, Cardinals this week, right?
Cardinals
right.
and then Buffalo.
Last but, of know, the warmth.
typical Lions, they'll win 3 of the 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
they're going to
finish
what?
7-9 and you draft 18th.
Yeah, they're going to screw their draft choice up.
Yeah.
How deep
and
is
talk
draft?
About the momentum going into next year. And would they save the coach's job? Patricia's going to come back he's got it all figured out.
This is what I'm saying.
There's hope. Lion. There's hope for
the
next
momentum
year.
For next year. They're going to talk about this momentum crap, and they're going to win their 3 out of their last 4. Oh, we got things under control now. We got the momentum going for next year. No, you don't.
No.
You got nothing going.
And you have no hope. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. It should say that at Ford Field.
You know,
your boat has got a big torpedo hole in the side of it.
Yep.
Dusty Muff Martha, if she kicks over the summer, who do you have as your president? You have a family fight now. You know, for some God reason, you know, Ford Jr. is locked out. And he should have been the natural successor. I mean, he knew more about football than the old wrinkly, you know, the wizard-sleeved Muff Martha ever would know. She has no big idea what football's about. None. Did you see her when the old man was around? No. She had no clue. She just got thrust into this. And I don't know if it's...
Thrust into?
There you go, by the O-line. Hey, where's the black ones? Come on. You know, Cardwell's gone. I need somebody to fill both my holes. There you go.
Thanks. Linebackers, you're next. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, but the running back couldn't find the hole.
Linebackers, get ready to blitz.
There you go. Get ready to do a 2-seam. Uh-oh. Where's my colostomy bag?
Here you go. Okay, wait a minute. Let me unscrew that for you. Okay. Who's the biggest one here? Is that you, Sue?
Sue, wait, no, he don't play for us anymore.
And you were saying about she was thrust into something now?
Yeah, thrust into a Tampa 77 scheme. Okay. That means all of them rush the front door when one guy goes to the back.
Yeah.
What, did we got automatic noises here? See?
Nope.
What?
Just check and see if there's anything going on in the Maple Leaf game.
From the news hotline.
Maple Leafs are in Buffalo tonight.
And where is Buffalo? Oh, no, it's Long Island's playing in the new joint. New old joint.
Yeah.
They're doing the Lions thing. They're going to be in Buffalo. There we go.
Yep. But wait, we play, because I'm trying to remember how this goes. I thought it was Cardinals, Buffalo, Minnesota, Green Bay.
Right.
All right, so you got warm, uh-huh. really cold, indoor, really cold.
Yep.
And the Green Bay game isn't going to determine anything about tank now. Tank
boys. If they were smart, they just lose the rest of their games.
But Green Bay game is going to determine draft position.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you guys aren't smart enough. You guys will go out and win all your games and then screw things up. But
and then high-five each other and, hey, we got it, man.
While Green Bay's saying, come on by.
Now.
Yep. All you Lions fans, just keep painting your faces and go crazy.
But I'm telling you, Stafford looked beat. I mean, somebody got to his ankles. I mean, his ankles ain't all that fabulous anyways. And so now because the guy's crap, they're going, oh, he must be playing hurt, and he's not telling anybody. There's a reason why he's been dropping off this year. He's crap. That's all there's to it. I'll give you one.
I'll agree with that he is probably playing hurt because that line hasn't protected him all year, and he's got the shit kicked out of him.
But you know what? Get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
Don't look at your checkdown and then your checkdown and then the hot dog vendor guy and then the popcorn guy and then you get crunched.
Hey, Patricia, you know how you can get out of this? Tell everybody Stafford's hurt and play the backup.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
And then you could lose all your last four games, and then you won't look as bad.
Yeah, but then that guy would respond to Joe Bob, you know.
And yeah, Matt Castle. He's going to come out and light up the –
Yeah, then he'll really go crazy.
Well, then, hey.
Then you find your quarterback for next year.
Yeah, there you go. Then you could trade Stafford to Jacksonville or somewhere.
If that kid comes out from Alabama – as quarterback?
Oh, Tuli, whatever his name is, Tuli Olio or whatever.
Is he a margarine?
I can't remember.
Tuli Olio on my bread every morning.
Yeah, no. They got two good quarterbacks down in Alabama. Hurt and the other guy, Tuli Olio.
See, they ranked the 31 bowl games in Michigan State's like 21. It's like they're saying, and they're the only one that they ragged on too. They said, it'd be nice if Michigan State showed up.
Well, the Ohio State quarterback, what's his name?
Him.
Suck.
Is he coming out this year, or is he?
No, he's only a sophomore or something.
You can still come out though.
He can still come out if he wants.
Okay,
but I think with Urban gone. This Sue man, if you're thinking, did you see that there was four-star recruits and one five-star that said bye-bye to Michigan. I mean, they were locked into Michigan, and then they decommitted.
Really?
Oh.
He took one look at the Ohio State game and said,
No. Yeah. And so if you get Urban to come in.
We don't
want
to be part of that shit show. Jeez, what an embarrassment.
Yeah, but
you
get a great trip to see the Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get kicked in the ass by Pope Urban. God.
But, now, the funny thing is. They weren't saying how gleeful it was because they got a great team coming and all that shit. They're gleeful because the other coach had to quit.
Yeah.
That's what made Michigan fans happy. Are you fucking stupid? It's like you guys have to wait for somebody to go out on a medical problem to think that you have any chance. Huh. Because now that he's gone, you think that you're going to win it all. I think Ken's right. First, you got to prove it on the field.
Yeah.
You still got to go out and win the game.
Don't talk.
Yeah, and don't play Shrine of Little Flower.
Yeah, don't talk like the Lions.
Yeah, well.
Go out there and win the game.
Yeah.
I go back to Steve Yzerman. 1995, they won the Clarence Campbell Trophy because they won the conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
He skates around the ice holding the thing over his head, right?
And then he felt stupid.
And then they get swept out by Jersey. The next year, they don't even make the finals. 97, back out there, there's Bettman with that Clarence Campbell Trophy. And
he didn't go anywhere near it.
Yzerman looked at it, kind of had a disgusted look on his face, just gave it away from it.
Yep.
It's like, this is a piece of shit. This doesn't mean anything at all.
Yep.
Talking about a piece of shit, what's the chance that the XFL comes here to Detroit?
They're not.
They went to Tampa? Why? All right, Houston, Dallas, Houston, okay. L.A., New York, okay. Tampa, Seattle, huh?
And St. Louis.
St. Louis what? St. Louis, Washington? Those are supposed to be rivals?
Yeah. They
Why?
Named, yeah, they named all the teams. St. Louis, Dallas, Houston, L.A., New York, Seattle, Tampa, and Washington.
Why?
Yahoo.
I mean, why do we have the XFL? What's the big deal about it? It's because it's in the summertime? He hate me gonna be back?
I guess. Yeah, they weren't supposed to leak those teams out, but somebody decided to open up their mouth and mention the teams. So
I don't understand Tampa, of all the teams, of all the places you could go, you know. I mean, but what's the point of what's the XFL going to give us this year that's going to be so much more different? Summer football?
I don't know. Going to give all the players that got cut a job?
Are they going to have wrestler guys?
I don't know. Maybe Hulk Hogan's going to be running back or something. I have no idea.
I mean, what's the point? Last time it was fun because they had wrestlers in it and they had really hot cheerleaders and all that crap. And that was, what, 18, 19 years ago?
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to – if you're going to come back and try to clone the AFL, you know, or the World Football League, you know, fat chance, guys. Everybody and their brother has tried summertime gigs. It don't work.
Nope.
Nobody cares in the summertime unless you're the Michigan Panthers. That was fun.
Yeah. But Bobby Hebert.
Bobby Hebert, that's right.
Yep. Yeah, they haven't released any details on exactly how they're going to go about it yet, but they just released the cities that they're going to expand into.
So they did the hard part. They released a list of cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the hard part, I think, is, you know, we saw in the NFL game where Ezekiel Elliott goes into the Salvation Army kettle. I think it's cool that the NFL's fining him.
Yep.
Why? Huh.
Well, they...
Was that unsportsmanlike conduct?
Yep.
Why?
It's the NFL turning into the no-fun league again.
The NFL has lost their mind. They cannot figure out... I mean, even down to the guy where they kicked out the guys from the Chiefs, you know, for kicking his girlfriend last year, you know? I mean, the video was horrendous. I mean, the guy beat the shit out of the chick, you know? I mean, you should have been gone. The NFL has had this video for a year. TMZ's had it, you know? So why did it take the NFL until it got exposed? And it's like, oh, yeah, maybe we should get rid of the guy. You know? I mean, slow down there, NFL. NFL has no – they can't figure out anything. This is not Pete Rozelle anymore, kiddies. I think your big head honcho there in the NFL land has no clue. You know? Everything in the NFL has gone to shit.
Before. That's why Urban Meyer needs to go back to the NFL because –
Now with that headache.
Assistant coach that kicked the shit out of his wife. And covered
yeah,
it all
true
over,
that. Yeah, know? And everybody went, yeah, what, who?
Oh,
yeah.
He suspended him for 3 games. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, against Shrine of Little Flower.
Yeah, because, Zeke scored a touchdown, put $21 in the
I thought
kettle.
That was cool. I thought that was extremely cool.
Now, they didn't like that. Elliott picked up Dak Prescott, the quarterback, threw him in the kettle.
That was cool. I mean, it's cool.
Didn't
to
like
see.
That.
I mean, here's what the Salvation Army gets airtime that they could not buy, you know, and it's a cool story, you know. I mean, how much does the NFL need to find a guy, $13,369, you know, for bringing attention to a worthy cause?
Well, that money could go towards.
Salvation Army.
It goes towards Goodell's salary, that's all.
Right. And then Marshawn Lattimore recovered a fumble. He sprinted in the end zone, reached into his jersey, pulled out $23, and he's number 23, put it in the kettle.
Uh-huh.
He didn't like that.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, then, you know what? Don't have the goddamn kettles there. Have it right at the 50-yard line. There, play around them. You know, look, NFL, you're looking bad.
Yeah,
really bad.
You know, your publicity is bad enough as it is.
Yeah,
and now you're nitpicking the shit to death here
because people are contributing to the Salvation Army. What? It's because it's not the United Way.
Maybe you should put the Grinch out there.
Well, and the thing about it is well, speaking of Grinch, Jerry Jones, said that
he isn't green.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
Said he's picking up all the fines.
Whoever
gets fined for any type of activity toward any charitable contributions, he said no problem. Just send me the bill, I'll pay for it.
You know,
which I guess is a nice gesture on his part.
It's a great gesture.
You know, but it's like, even he understands that, you know, come on. You know, you guys are getting really
I think it's time for a CAC.
Here we go. This CAC moment brought to you by...
So instead of an individual CAC, this is a league CAC.
Yes. The league division now.
And the league CAC
Hall of Fame.
And they also get a fine Little Caesar special.
Yeah. You get a Caesar Supreme on the house.
There you go. Hey, more pepperoni. There you go. That one came from deep down.
Compliments of the Sports Authority.
There you are. The Detroit Sports Authority.
Detroit Sports Authority.
Is that deep dish?
Here's deep dish for you.
Yeah, we're going to send you one. Compliments of the Detroit Sports Authority.
There you go.
And I hope you freaking enjoy it.
That was tasty. Talking about tasty, why is James McCann not on the line or on the Tigers anymore?
Because he sucks.
Next question. Okay, so.
They didn't tender him an offer.
Yeah.
Okay. Did they answer that
if
right,
Kenny?
If
they tendered him, he'd have been able to go to arbitration and get a raise. They looked at it and said, you're not getting a raise. Now, does it mean that he can go somewhere else? Sure. Who wants him? Step on up, guys. But he isn't eligible for arbitration anywhere he goes. And they could re-sign him if they want.
But they better re-sign him for less because he's not worth $3.5 million a year.
Oh, right. I mean, the most he can get is $2 million a year. But you know, at that point, maybe you go get a Caleb Joseph. He wasn't tendered by the Orioles. You want a veteran catcher to work with your pitchers? That's Joseph. I mean,
can't hit.
And if you really want
to... could.
And if you really want to scrape the bottom of the barrel, bring somebody up from Toledo and let him play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Rodgers is 2 years away, at least.
Yeah, but
if he hits.
Bring Salt Demakia back up and let him play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got the uniform.
I mean, what you could do is you could have Griner be one of your backups. You have
Hicks. You got Hicks.
Go between catcher at first. And you have
John's one of John's favorite players.
My
Hicks.
Absolute favorite.
Play.
That's right. I'll give you applause.
You know, if the Titans want to be that much of a penny-pinching whatever team...
Well, there is no reason to spend money on this team next year.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they want to just go all hell-bent on penny-pinching, make that hour drive down to Toledo and say, here, come on, you play.
Myers wasn't tendered either. They could bring him back.
Who?
Mike Fiers. Yeah.
Well, they also didn't bring back Wilson.
Right.
You know? I mean, I guess the thought is, we can lose with you, we can lose without you, and we save the money.
Yeah.
But what are you saving the money for? For who? For what?
Well, because they're not going to probably get... Because
they're still paying off Zimmerman, Cabrera, Fielder.
This year.
But they're probably not going to... They're probably already realizing that they're not going to get anybody in the stands, so they're...
Right. Yeah, we might as well, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be crickets down there in Detroit. Thanks for coming to the ball game.
I don't remember if it was StatCast, but it was one of them said that they projected the Tigers for, 78 wins? But
that
it's
many?
Based on their current roster, and I said, and everyone else's current roster, too. Other teams are going to be signing free agents and adding players. We're going to be getting rid of them. We're going to be dealing off players. We're going to get rid of Boyd. We're going to get rid of Castellanos. So when the dust clears... Where are you going to be?
Castellanos.
60 at most.
Castellanos for what? Minor leaguers?
Yeah.
Castellanos is on the trading block right now.
Whatever
he's
get
been
for him.
For a year.
Yeah, whatever you can get for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have a problem with that, really. I mean, I've never sold on the guy.
No.
You know? I don't know what he does that's spectacular.
No. Well, you mean he's a consistent hitter.
Yeah, and
can't with field for shit.
A consistent hitter with no position.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, which makes you a DH.
Yeah.
Which Cabrera will be for the first 30 games. And then he's going to... But boy, I'm telling you, this is the month where they find out how much money he has to spend on child support. Here we go. Spin that wheel there, buddy boy.
You know, my advice to him is, you know, while you're learning about the child support, don't make more kids.
I was just going to say, hopefully he hasn't been screwing around in the meantime.
Yeah, keep it in your pants, guy.
That's why he's hurt, you know. Oh, my back. It wasn't because he played in the Worlds. It was just banging out everybody and their brother on Ayton Woodward. Oh, my back. China doll.
He didn't have a ruptured disc. He had a ruptured dick.
Yeah, they ruptured crinkly.
He hit the wrong key on the keyboard.
There you go. That's a dandy. I'll put that under the dandy, and I'll give you a woohoo.
Woohoo!
There you are.
He had green stains.
God almighty. There's something wrong with that cup.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what is the story with Crinkly Dicks in Detroit playing for our teams? You know? Can we bring back... What was the women's football team that they had? That they played, like, at Wayne State. Actually, they have...
We had a women's team?
Yeah. And they won, like, 2 championships. Thanks for watching. You know? There's nobody playing. It will yell at you and hit you. We're on the air. It's like, you're not going to matter if the fucking leaves. Oh, wait a minute.
Boo! Boo!
There
yay!
You go. They'll come back at you.
The
Wings
are
like,
playing tonight. They're playing Tampa.
And you don't see me jumping on the phone going, gee, did they score? I know they'll score. I know they'll win. It's ho-hum. Time to go to bed.
Nah, they're playing Tampa tonight.
So, they'll play up to the level.
First place Tampa.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Well, that's true. Yeah, because the Wings can beat Tampa, Toronto will beat Buffalo, and then Toronto will be in first place. Got it all figured out.
Huh. Toronto won't beat Buffalo.
Toronto has a hard time winning in Buffalo.
I'm telling you.
You know? For some reason.
Well, they're going to start having a hard time winning everywhere.
Yep. Here it comes. Here comes the January swoon. Yep. And here comes crank up the excuse machine. Brrr. Hey, you Lions fans, can we borrow that excuse machine over here in Toronto again? Thanks.
No.
We've been doing it for 50 years now.
We were tired.
Yeah, we're outplayed. We got
the
a man
ice
up.
Was soft.
That's right.
The referees hate us.
Bad boards.
Yeah.
Couldn't see the light. We're down with injuries.
There's fog.
We're a young team. We're a team in transition.
We're too close
since
to the falls.
1967.
Too close to Niagara Falls.
Still a beautiful place. I'm telling you, get a team in London. You know, even if you need the London Lions, we'll give it to you. You know,
please take them.
Give us an expansion. You know what? Really, keep football in here. Do the Browns thing. Go away. Give us an expansion team. You know, and in the meantime, give us the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, and by the way, the Red Blacks lost the Grey Cup.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Damn it!
They lost to Calgary.
As long as they
just to let you know that.
The Calgary Rough Riders?
The Calgary Stampeders.
Oh,
that's
I
right.
thought they were Rough Riders, too. No. How many teams are Rough Riders?
I don't
BC.
Know. There's probably 8 or 10 of them
it's
in Canada.
So they're all
who
cousins,
knows?
Right?
Yeah. Jeez. They all just save money on jerseys.
That's kind of what they do down in Tennessee, right? They all have the same nickname for all their teams.
Just
all
have
cousins.
The same logo.
Yeah.
Just have a different color on the sleeve. There you go. We saved money. It's cheaper that way. It's
hey, that
a good
guy over
Canadian
there, that's
way.
My cousin. He's also my brother.
And my dad. All right, here we go. Notre Dame versus Clemson. Who wins?
Notre Dame and Clemson?
Yep.
Clemson. Notre Dame.
Yeah, Clemson. Oklahoma, Bama?
Bama.
Yeah, I got to go with Alabama, even though...
I don't know. Oklahoma gets a running game going, man. It's going to be a tight,
Oklahoma's
tight game.
Got such a good offense, but they their do. Defense sucks.
Yeah,
I would rather see...
Horrible.
Texas was moving the ball pretty good on them.
I would rather see
everybody
Clemson.
Everybody moves the ball well on Oklahoma. The problem is Oklahoma outscores them.
Florida versus the Crinklies.
Michigan will win.
I don't know.
I'm hoping they don't, but okay.
Based on what I saw against Ohio State.
Okay, who wins in the Fastlane Bowl?
Nobody.
It's the 8th team from the MAC versus the 3rd team from Mountain West. And you want to pay money to go see that because Mountain West teams travel well. Okay, great.
There's probably a Hemorrhoid Bowl, too.
Can we go
somewhere.
To Hawaii versus... I want to see the Rainbows play. Just because, man, they're Air Coryell. Those guys
Michigan
toss.
State in a bowl, too?
Somewhere.
I looked. I didn't see them in a bowl.
Yeah, they're in a bowl.
Somewhere out there.
Mm. Absolutely.
I took a quick look. I didn't see all the...
There's so damn many bowl games.
Well, 31.
How many?
31, and they expanded by 3 this year.
And then next year, they're expanding it 3 more or something.
Why? Because now you're right. Now you got the Hemorrhoid Bowl. Who cares?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, when you got, you know, the 2-8 team from, you know, the Big Ten and then you got something from, you know, the last place team from the ACC, who's going? How do you promote two really crappy teams? You know, or you get the third team from the MAC. How does this win? I mean, who's going to see Western Michigan? Cares? You know? Who's going to see Eastern Michigan versus, who is that? I mean, I like the idea of Michigan State playing with our good friends out in the West. God bless them. I just went blank. Oh, the Ducks.
Oregon,
yeah. You know, I think that's a good matchup. You know, be entertaining. That's about it. It's nothing that you're going to wager money on. Egad.
Got some nice uniforms over there.
Nice, yeah, nice floor, too. Yeah. Talk about such. Kenny, what didn't we talk about in one whole minute?
Oh, boy, what didn't we talk about? We talked about all kinds of stuff, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Jeez.
We boy, did. Many, many, many things.
Yeah, we didn't talk about golf. Thank you.
You suck.
All right, next.
Golf? Really? Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, next.
Tiger Woods lost to Phil Mickelson.
Damn it, he talked about golf.
Oh, damn it.
All right, going in. Golf in December, too. Okay, Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CK. What didn't we talk about in one whole minute?
Wow. What didn't we talk about? Yeah, we talked about Seattle coming in. We talked about, we didn't talk about, since the Maple Leafs signed William Nylander, they had to trade Josh Levo off the roster because they had too many players.
Who picked him up?
They traded Levo to Vancouver for Michael Sarcone.
To be cut later.
Because they had to trade somebody off of their current roster because they had nobody that they could send to the Marlies because nobody had waiver eligibility.
Unbelievable.
Everybody on the roster, they...
Here comes the Leafs.
Everybody on the roster, they had to pass through waivers, and nobody would have passed through waivers. But somebody would have picked them up. So,
what we'll pass through you is you can come see us any old time over there at Podbean, PODBEN. Put in CKIW in the little square box there and shoot on down, and you'll see us. Not only you'll see us there, but you'll now get to meet and greet us on iTunes. We are there on iTunes now, fresh as a daisy, but we're on a 24-hour delay from those guys. So, it's time to go Saturday, time to go see some ice motorcycle racing. Is this going to be something or what? And it's not at the Flint IMA, I thought it was. It's somebody's credit union event center. I guess it's a pretty big place.
There's something else on ice that's entertaining other than hockey?
I want to see this.
And they're going to play a bowl game next door.
Yeah, okay. The lingerie bowl.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we're going to go over there and see that. But we thought, well, you know, it looks pretty good. So go see. I mean, we know you're going to wipe out. That's the kind of the point, you know.
Damn, you wipe out with a motorcycle? And most likely you have spikes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe that's what they do. They smack each other over the head with a Nerf, you know, and it's like, fall, you bitch. But we're not falling, but we'll see you again next Tuesday, the same time, same place here at Studio B. So for Kenny, Mark, and myself, we will say goodbye from Studio B, CKWI Radio 76, with the new Detroit Sports Authorities. Good night, folks.
Bye.